What's the genesis of this? Where did this start, and what was the need that you were trying to identify and fill?
Well, for a while, we've had a personal health record that's been available to the veteran population. It's called My Healthy Vet. It launched in November of 2003. And we've participated with Margo work groups for many years. And the genesis of the Blue Button Project was really a discussion that happened in New York City in January of 2010. We were at a work group meeting for consumer engagement, and the topic of the meeting was really trying to find a way to really inspire healthcare transformation, really to empower consumers. So the group discussion really centered upon the idea of finding a simple way to increase consumer access to data so that people would have an easy way to have access to their personal health information and then be able to use that information to improve their health care, to be able to share that with their providers. And so the idea of the Blue Button really began as increasing consumer access with the overarching goal of really transforming health care. At the time that this idea came about, we recognized that there were two kind of parallel things that would happen with the Blue Button. In the first case, providing easy access to one's personal health information would, of course, be an immediate benefit. But at the same time, we also realized that increasing consumer access to data would also incentivize industry to really utilize technology in the same way that other industries have leveraged technology to really make that data more than just data for patients and their family members, to really take that data and make it actionable. And we recognize that industry partnerships would be able to develop really value-added applications that would be able to do that with that data.
The Blue Button program, I think, is fascinating because it's not just a matter of me being able to get my information downloaded on a desktop and then figure out what to do with it next. Smartphone capable, flash drive capable. How did you make sure that, say, if I have my information on a flash drive and I go to a doctor that's not part of the system that I normally participate in, that that doctor is going to be able to access that information and understand it and do something with it?
Right. Well, as you know, many veterans are, of course, treated not only by VA but by community organizations. So it's really important to be able to enable that kind of data sharing. When we started the Blue Button, our aim was really to do this in a way that was simple, that we could start off with the data that was currently available to veterans within the My Healthy Vet personal health record, and then incrementally build from there. So with the Blue Button, we began by operationalizing that and enabling veterans with a couple of clicks to utilize this Blue Button to access the My Healthy Vet personal health record portal, to generate an electronic file of all of their available information in one place, and then to be able to save that information. We also, as part of our personal health record portal, provide education to consumers, things like protecting your personal health information. And that's, of course, in the spirit of meaningful use. So it's not just turning on a switch and making the data available. It's also helping people to understand what the data means, what they can do with that data, and also, of course, to protect their data.
And that's where I was going to go next, is I imagine the possibility that somebody could be carrying around their information on a smartphone or a flash drive or downloading it someplace and printing it out. Having all of that information floating around caused you a little bit of heartburn as you tried to figure out how to keep it all secure.
Right. So the My Healthy Vet portal, of course, is secure, and we've had great success with that. We also encourage our consumers and veterans to be responsible parties in this. So we do provide quite a bit of education on how to be a savvy consumer. We provide information about how to protect your personal health information. So there's very much an educational component to this as well. And I think, you know, in the paper record world, you've got some similar concerns. And so it's really a matter of becoming educated consumers. And I think that's the direction that we're going in. So we do take it very seriously. We do have a great deal of security built into the system. But it's also important for us to educate consumers on how to best treat that information as they would their banking information.
Kim, congratulations on you and your team being named as a finalist for the Citizen Services Medal in the SAMMES competition this week or this year. And best of luck to you. Thanks for telling me about your work.